Wednesday's child. I take off work because this is the only way sometimes for us to see each other for more than 3 hours at a time, and we have a whole day, a whole Wednesday, where I do not have to fill the role of mother until 5 and you're off today, gifting your morning to me in a knock on my front door I carefully open like a love letter. We are magnetic. In a second, as if a year or more has passed since we last saw each other, which may be true. I don't know what to believe anymore with the way time moves, but you make yours. And this is the part of the poem where I softly describe how we blink and both of us are naked in a bedroom. And there are slow hands, and I want to stay there forever, being held. This is a cathartic and rare kind of magic, because something happens when bare skin touches bare skin. The blistering world watches from the window and is quiet. Solemnly says in a tinny voice like a child in desperate need of a mother, "Tell me your love story. I am hurting and I want to listen. Remind me, hope still lives in me. I want to be good again." You're listening to Ink Speak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone. How many times have you felt the sting of wanting to give up? How many times has the world swung its fist and almost broken you? How many wrong turns did you make over the course of your life, only to end up here, somehow, exactly where you're meant to be? This initially was not a podcast episode. It started as a Substack that grew very, very long, very fast. I myself took 6 left-hand turns, swung right, threw it in reverse, and also ended up here, exactly where I'm supposed to be. And ain't that the truth? We think we know where we're going and get a little lost, but when we stop and look around, we find we've landed exactly where we were meant to be. And I'm glad you're here because you were led here on purpose. How that works is beyond me. I have no idea. I'm still trying to figure that out. But what I do know is that it's magic. It's intentional. I'll have a version of this on my Substack as well, my Art House series, which is the free one. So that has more chances to be found because of the nature of this content. Like, I want more places for this to exist. And I suspect few will find it. And here I am anyway, proving my own point, because I can't imagine doing anything else besides following my joy and leaning into my purpose and my passion, no matter how small that audience may be right now. I'm just leaning into my own inexplicable magic. Welcome to Storytime. I hope this helps someone else out there as much as it did for me when I wrote it. The short poem of mine that I read at the beginning of this episode speaks to what I'm about to share, why art matters, why love matters, and how this world still contains so much potential. But it is up to us to make it beautiful, hopeful, good again. There will be another spoken word piece at the end, which is part of a series of something I'm calling portrait poems that I'm doing for friends of mine about how I experience them when they share their art, their own poetry, their own words at the local poetry night that I attend. And I think that is one of the most incredible things about life itself, experiencing others as they share their heart, their art, witnessing them, waiting to see what that experience, that connection, does to us as humans, how we all affect and impact one another, especially through art. And in that piece, I use the pronoun he because I wrote it for and about someone who identifies as male, but don't get lost in the pronouns because my work is universal. No matter what pronouns I use or who I initially wrote it for, it was always intended for you, for everyone. But initially, as I said, what I'm about to talk about was actually intended for Substack. I started this article yesterday and the words weren't flowing. Not like they usually do, anyway. I was missing something. The spark, the intention, the purposeful and impactful great why of what I do. And then something happened. I got a notification on my phone. You have a new paid Substack subscriber. I opened the email to see who it was and instantly felt a loving kindness, emotional overwhelm at the name because of what it meant. Who it was isn't important to you for the story, but what is important is what it means to me. I often feel very disregarded as a writer. Barely anyone reads my work or listens to this podcast, or so it seems, and even fewer engage with it or reshare it. I have won no awards, no accolades, have not gone viral or been nominated for fill in the blank, and my book sales are stagnant. I struggle to break 2,000 Instagram followers when others that started writing accounts at the same time as I did have now surpassed 26,000. For me, it is a constant internal battle of believing 10,000% in my work, in my talent and knowledge of and for the craft, and confronting the constant barrage of external messages that cruelly quip to me, no one wants this. No one cares. Pack it up and go home. This also comes on top of the conditioning I grew up with that I think many of us did of the narrative of the starving artist. Not that art wasn't important or impactful, but that I specifically could not make a living, and that's in air quotes, from it. And it wasn't until years later I found my own ideas of what that phrase really meant. While art can be a way to financially make a living, that phrase is much deeper than that for me personally. Art is a way to make a life. Art is how I experience the world. I dabble in many mediums, but writing specifically has always been my lover. It has loved me when I felt no one else did or ever could. It told me I was worthy, good, and enough when I was light years away from believing myself in those things. Writing remained a constant when I felt utterly alone. Words have been my confidant, my friend, my teacher, my therapist, my religion for so many years that they have not only shaped who I am today and helped me make sense of the world, but they have become deeply woven into the very fabric of my spirit. I am my words. My words are me. There is no separation. Many artists share this sentiment, and it is for this reason that when our creations are ignored, rejected, or heavily criticized, we take it personally. I have single-digit paid Substack subscribers, and I honestly don't know how many free/in total subscribers I even have because I can't look at those numbers. It's too triggering for me. So I ignore almost all of my metrics, my Instagram, my Substack, my podcast, because I know that if I look at those numbers, I will fixate on them and the negative subconscious messages they're trying to convince me of, which I have worked extensively to beat. It has taken 30 plus years to learn to validate myself and my work, to free myself of the restrictive chains of external validation, status quo, and outside opinion, to redefine my life according to who I wanted to be, not who the world told me I should be. Through my art, I have become, and I have learned to believe the most in myself. So when I got that notification of the new subscriber, it lit the fuse. Okay, I know exactly what I want to write now and what I want to convey in this article, I thought. Art is a reflection of ourselves, so this is as much a note to self as it is a hopeful light in the dark for you. At least I hope, anyway. That has always been my philosophy on art. If you need it, someone else out there does too, regardless of whether you ever become conscious of who that audience is. They exist. Perhaps, much like the right relationships, the artist and their aligned audience just haven't found each other yet. And I am constantly reminded of this. If you don't make the art, share the art, be brave and dare enough to at least try, you let fear and negativity win. You are admitting defeat in a game that you have every tool in which to beat. You concede. You say, okay, I guess I don't matter. Okay, I guess this is just the way things are. Okay, everything you're telling me about what this means about who I am, you're right. And those messages, that status quo, that world is 1,000% wrong about you. That world is wrong about you because that world doesn't yet know you. And every time you put your heart, your art, out there, you are doing the bravest thing there is. You are being authentically and wholly you. No wonder it hurts so bad when you get rejected or go unnoticed. Art is so raw, so viscerally personal, that when no one seems to care, it cuts deep. But, what if? What if this is part of the process? I mean, of course it is. Everyone loves a hero's journey, most of all you, the artist. How fulfilling will it feel to tell the story of how many rejections you once received before you finally, quote, made it? And I put made it in air quotes because this kind of making it is according to your own definition, not by external sources. How incredible will it be to recount how many years you had double-digit followers until one day everyone was singing your songs? How amazing will it feel to step into rooms and tell your tale of the demons you battled time and time again, and there you stood, holding the flickering lantern in an angry, swirling storm? How you held strong against the cruel voices of fear and self-doubt, felt the searing sting of old wounds ripping open at the seams, your blood and guts pooling out, and you gathered them then, and kept going on sheer will, on hope, on unshakable belief in yourself. What proof that will be? What inspiration to others one day trying to do the same? To know that despite all odds, you, the underdog, the minority, the seemingly lost and forgotten, did it. You never gave up on yourself when so many other factors shouted that you should. So why does art matter? Yesterday, it was a struggle to put into words what I wanted to say and how best to answer that colossal question. Today, the answer is a clear blue sky, is the stillness of cool river water, is the shimmering prismatic dawn. Art matters because you matter. Immensely so, irrefutably so, so much. 10,000 so's at the end of this clause. If we were to line up how many so's you matter, they wouldn't just circle the earth once, twice, three times around the globe. They would form their own. And that planet would magnetize 12 others and form a new galaxy. And that galaxy would big bang itself with sound this time because of how much love, magic, and power it contained that came from your very own heart. That is how much you and your art matter. That is how much I believe in us. Art matters because this world has lost its soul, its spark, its soft glow in the cutthroat night. The soul that once whispered compassionately to everyone else struggling. The soul that once saw everyone as equals because it was connected to the pulse of humanity, of compassion, of possibility. This world is hemorrhaging heart and soul and needs the artists, the creatives, the musicians, the painters, the photographers, the writers, the poets desperately. The world needs those perspectives, that hope, that light, those wildly diverse interpretations of what it has lost sight of what it has become numb to. The world wants to know that it is still beautiful and good, despite its excess of terrible awful. The world needs art because it has begun to believe its own lies that there is nothing worth fighting for. Art matters because art is a reflection of you. Art matters because the world at large reflects us, and as such, it works on an individual, internal level. Art matters because we as individuals have the power to change this world for the better. Art matters because it is a tender revolution. It brings new ideas and perspectives to the world to open hearts and minds. Art is the promise of change. Art is a tempest, a catalyst, a magic elixir that can and will one day save this place. But it requires great patience and even greater strength. Art is your own essence, no matter the medium. It embodies your values, your faith, your trust, your love, and it holds all of that in a patient, outstretched palm. When the world swats it away time and time again, when it howls and snarls and gnashes its bloodthirsty, dripping mouth at you, still you are there, your creations and love in your hand, offering it, offering it, offering it. I'm not going anywhere, you say. I will wait right here. I will keep making myself into the vision I hold for us through the vessel of my art, and I will wait. However long it takes, I will wait. And one day, that world will sit down on its haunches, wholly and completely exhausted, and something will shift, because you, dear artist, did not give up. The world will lay its tired head in your lap and transform before your very eyes. It will finally accept and acknowledge with compassion what you have worked so resiliently to give. I see you now, it will say, because you saw the good in me. I believe in you now, it will say, because you believed in me. The tender-hearted will save this place. If I remember correctly, you are a Libra. Your sun and my rising are the same, and I think in that respect we get it. How we can so easily turn curses to cursive in an ode to love itself. Your soft voice, the cadence, the pauses are like a dance in your throat where I think a bird was born once from how much I know you feel. You have a PhD in feeling. The grief that builds its nest and how you can so effortlessly shine a light. The dawn rising in your eyes turn wail to whisper to wonder. Giving flight to the formless, look around. There are so many birds in this room. I marvel from the back and think, how does he do it? Make the walls disappear, warm the spirit, animate the notes. It is an accomplishment, the highest of honors, to grow that compassionate in a world that tries its damnedest to make you cold. You were not made in the icy image of this place, but you were most certainly meant to change it. For how else can that world ever melt if no one is brave enough to weather it? I think it is also this. The meaning we make among friends when someone wise stands and asks, how much does the ocean weigh? Friend, may I weigh in? Can I correct your tense? Not does, but did. How much did the ocean weigh? Because see, now it is weightless. That is your gift, that of a poet building a ship in a sentence and asking us to map the stars towards our own conclusions. You have done what no one else could, disproved the physics, dispensed with the utter nonsense of this world that tells us we can only be one thing. The Pandora of your curiosity released the wild paradox from its box and instructed, you are whatever you believe. You can be and slash both, period, or semicolon, continuance, whatever you want to be, flip it. To be or not to be, yes, that is most certainly a question. And the ocean solemnly answered, I don't want to be heavy anymore. You anointed it then. You called ocean symphony, compass, poem, and it went flooding the cold, hard earth wanting to be warm. I think before your words, we must have been only 20% water. This explains the emotion in your voice that fills our cups. No one is ever thirsty. Perhaps a water sign is your rising? Somewhere in your chart at least, some 11th house placement shaped like a key that balanced your destiny on those Libra scales, and it all equated to a master's in the Wingardium Leviosa of heart as language. I just call it bravery for short. You are the half note that sung itself whole, Venus emerging from the scallop of the throat, the daring night rider as ringleader to tame the hungry ghosts. You once apologized for loving quietly, but friend, listen. You have no idea how loud that love has grown. Thanks for sticking around until the very end. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support my one-woman show, please subscribe and share it on social media or leave a rating and review. Those are the best ways to show your love and support for my work and will help this podcast to be found more easily, and that in turn helps this whole thing grow. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mav Malone. Let's connect. My DMs are always open and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to stay up to date on the latest events, books, podcast episodes, and hear more from me, you can sign up for my Substack newsletter, Junk Drawer, at maverickmalone.substack.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.